You know, one of the things that's always amazing to me, and I know it's a frustration to a lot of people, and I know you probably think about it too. It may be a frustration for you, I don't know, but people think about this stuff. For instance, I watch the NFL. I love the National Football League. I talk about it. You know that. It's always amazing to me when one of these NFL players gets busted for drugs or for drunk driving, something like that. And it's like their third or fourth offense, something like that. And the announcement is made that, you know, the judge has suspended the sentence, will take place in the off season, so they won't have to miss any time. And the natural question is, okay, if that was me, if I didn't have the fame, if I didn't have the money, if I didn't have the whole city that was saying, we got to have this guy play for our team, don't you put him in jail. If I was just an average Joe, I mean, I wouldn't get that. They wouldn't say to me, oh, this is your busy season at work. Okay, well, then we're going to postpone this. Oh, your child's about to be born. Okay, well, in that case, we're not going to... I mean, you might find individual circumstances depending on how extenuating they are, but not just because, well, it's not convenient for you. So it's just obnoxious sometimes to see people with celebrity, when they get caught breaking the law, they use that celebrity, they use that fame to get out of it. Or at least to escape the worst parts of it. By the way, this crosses political bounds here, okay? This isn't about liberals getting away with things. I'm just talking about people with celebrity. It's just a different set of rules. And that's exactly what was taking place. And you, the excuses that these people give for what they did, it doesn't matter how stupid the excuse is. There's still just the expectation, well, this is, you know, this is just their first or second or third failing. It could have been a lot worse. Nobody says that for me. Nobody says that for you. And I'm not saying that they should. I just think there's a level of consistency that people naturally expect. Okay, Grammy award-winning hip-hop singer Lauryn Hill. Well, she was comparing... this is the best that I can draw from this. The comparison she was attempting to draw was her experience in the music business. She was drawing a comparison to the slavery that her ancestors endured. I mean, here you've got big-time liberal performer Lauryn Hill. I think is pretty much crawled up the rear end of President Obama and the whole crew there on the left. She pled guilty to tax evasion. She just gets sentenced to 3 months in prison for not paying $1 million in taxes over the last decade. So here we've got the IRS that's now apologizing because they were checking out all the Tea Party groups and all the conservative groups during the election year, desperately trying to find some example of how they violated tax-exempt status and all of this. So the IRS is having to come out and apologize. Well, I mean, isn't that the way you always do it? You just ask for forgiveness later. Oh, sorry. Sorry that we harassed you through the entire election season, so much so that we probably distracted your efforts to defeat Barack Obama. Sorry about that, but we're good now. And by the way, though, don't worry about it, because Eric Holder has promised they will investigate. And I think we all know that Eric Holder is going to get to the bottom of it. That's one legacy he's carved out for himself over there at Justice. I hope you're picking up on the sarcasm. But anyway, so you've got the IRS going after conservative groups who are not violating tax laws. Not a single one of them gets charged with it. But nobody notices for a while that this Lauryn Hill didn't pay $1 million in taxes over the last decade, as well as a $60,000 fine. Here's what she said. pounding her fist on the podium in court. Quote, "I am a child of former slaves who had a system imposed on them. I had an economic system imposed on me." What in heaven's name kind of a defense is that? I'm a child of former slaves who had a system imposed on them, and I had an economic system imposed on me. Now, keep in mind, between 2005 and 2007, this chick made $1.8 million. Is that an economic system of hardship that's being imposed on you when you're earning over what you're earning, almost $2 million? When she was arrested back in June of 2012, pretty much the end of June, she wrote a criticism regarding the pop culture's, you ready for this quote, "climate of hostility, false entitlement, manipulation, racial prejudice, sexism, and ageism." False entitlement? Wouldn't it be feeling falsely entitled to favoritism when you suggest to a judge that they shouldn't put you in the slammer or order you to pay a fine when you didn't pay over $1 million in taxes? Now, the argument that she made was that she failed to pay taxes during a period where she dropped out of the music business to protect herself and her six children. "I did not deliberately abandon my fans, nor did I deliberately abandon my responsibilities, but I did, however, put my safety, health, and freedom, and the freedom, safety, and health of my family first over all other material concerns." Okay. But you still had $1.8 million. You could have paid the taxes. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sandra Mosier acknowledged Hill's creative talent and work on behalf of impoverished children, but called Hill's explanation for her actions a parade of excuses centering around her feeling put upon. That doesn't exempt her from her responsibilities. On her Tumblr website, another social media site, here's what the grand left-wing singer Lauryn Hill had to say about all of this. "I've remained silent after an extensive healing process. This has been a 10-plus year battle for a long time, played out behind closed doors, but now in front of the public eye. I've been fighting for existential and economic freedom, which means the freedom to create and live without something or someone threatening, controlling in, or manipulating the art and the artist by tying the purse strings." You know, I would just say to Ms. Hill, if you're not wanting to be put upon, if you're wanting to have the freedom to create and live without somebody controlling you or manipulating you, you might want to distance yourself from the left. By the way, I thought once again Rush Limbaugh nailed it on this one. When Lauryn Hill's going out there using this idea of slavery, here's what he said. I think this was on Tuesday. She's saying she shouldn't have to pay taxes because her parents were slaves. So here she is, a multimillionaire, loved and adored by millions of people. Her music is purchased by tens of thousands of people, and she thinks she's a slave. Or either using the excuse will somehow get her out of having to pay what she owes. It's just another sign of the cultural rot and decay. And then he asks a question. He answers it. I will read you the question, but I'm not going to answer it for you, and I'm not going to tell you what Rush said to answer it. I'm going to let you answer it for yourself. Who is putting that kind of a mentality into her mind? Where do you learn that this is okay? Where do you learn that this is a legitimate, logical response? that I didn't pay $1 million in taxes because my ancestors were slaves? In what parallel universe is that possibly a rational defense? I don't know. Don't have any idea. All right. We have time to get our... we got time. We got our Liberty Financial Group poll question of the week. May even have time to slide this one other story in. This Benghazi thing is not going well for the administration, but actually Hillary Clinton's the one that's taking it worse. Try to get that one in, and our Liberty Financial Group poll results right after this.
AM WIM.